coming to the decision to close down redress focus groups was very, very difficult. You know, we are all homeowners, so it was also very emotional for us. We were left with no choice really in the end, and it's because without the financial assistance and the human resources required to run an operation or an organisation at the level that it was being run was just not sustainable. We couldn't keep it going the way we needed to do it. You know, we've proved with redress focus groups that working together and coming together and collaborating together is how we will move forward in this crisis, and it is how we're going to get out of it. And without that support from many different angles, from government, council, organisations, groups, we are going to be facing a more difficult challenge throughout the county. The volunteers within redress focus groups, the organisers, founders, the committee, we can all hold our heads up high. We've done an amazing job and achieved so much in such a short space of time. So, you know, we can be proud and hold our heads up. If things change and the support that we need comes forward and we can get the help that we need, then we can maybe think about going forward again. And we'll be ready if that opportunity comes along. But until that, we've come to the end of the road.